The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But questions over the future of Ireland's energy supply are back under the spotlight again with the new programme for government. It comes as Micheál Martin has said he will get back a LNG facility of some kind. But this was something that was completely ruled out by the last government. So what exactly is going on? Josh Crosby has been down to North Kerry where the Shannon LNG project has been proposed. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So what is the latest with this LNG project?
Well, this is the question on everyone's mind. Those who support the Shannon LNG project and those who don't. They want to know where is it currently at and what way is the new government leaning when it comes to LNG. So just for some context here for the listeners, the plans for a gas terminal at Tarbert were first launched around 19 years ago in 2006. And who announced the plans? Only the then Minister for Enterprise, Micheál Martin. Over the years, there's been planning approved, original proposers pulling out, planning refused, the High Court overturning the refusal. And now those who are paying close attention to this say the new government is coming at this with a different tone than the previous government, which of course included the Green Party. And people on all sides are seeking clarification. So the latest planning sought here at the Shannon Estuary is for a power plant, battery energy storage and regasification unit on a 630-acre site between Tarbert and Ballylongford.
I actually covered this in 2006. Now that you're saying it, I remember being down in Tarbert covering this and speaking to the locals who were a bit confused about it then and remain so now. LNG is at the crux of all of this and where we get it from. So what change have we seen from the government?
Well, this is it. So liquefied natural gas remains very controversial due to the way in which the majority of it can be sourced through fracking, which is drilling into sedimentary rock below the Earth's surface. This can lead to methane leaking into the atmosphere. And now Irish academics have only in the last few days written to the Taoiseach asking him to rethink plans around LNG, saying it can cause more climate damage than coal. The way terminals around the world work then is that the natural gas is cooled to a liquid form and then transported by ships in huge tankers before being regasified and transported by pipe. When it comes to the government's position to future LNG facilities, Jonathan, I'm still waiting for concrete answers on this. I did receive a statement, but to be honest, there was no direct, clear answer from the Department of Environment. Now, earlier this month, the Taoiseach said Ireland will have to have an LNG facility of some kind, but with so much US LNG coming from fracked gas, this leaves the question of Ireland's position. We banned fracking here in 2017, and the previous government said it did not support the importation of fracked gas. But look, since the war broke out in Ukraine and with such uncertainty with trade flows and international relationships being fragile, there is a renewed focus now on our own energy security. I spent some time in North Kerry meeting with locals, as did you, who are for and against the proposed project. Here are some locals in Listowel and Tarbert, and you can hear for yourself, they really just want more industry in the area.
I'd be all for it. So it would be employment for the area, wouldn't it? North Kerry badly needs jobs, you know what I mean?
Some people might raise concerns about the way that gas is sourced and the impact it could have on the environment.
We might as well do our own gas, huh?
We're here in Tarbert, like, and it's very quiet. There is a bit of life down where the old power station used to be. That makes life a little bit easier, but it is very, very quiet in North Kerry in terms of industries and stuff like that. Limerick would be the big employer around here. A lot of my age group have moved away from the area.
And how would you feel now about this proposed LNG project? Would you be supporting it, or were you a bit on the fence?
I'd be in support of it, because I suppose anything to bring a small bit of industry back to North Kerry, back to rural Ireland, is not a bad thing.
I don't know, I'd be a bit worried about it maybe, but there's nothing going on in the area, so it might be good for the area, I don't know for certain.
You'd be slightly concerned about the environmental impact, is it?
Yeah.
So you want to see something come in, but yeah, you're just a bit uncertain about this type of development.
Yes.
I'm about 8 kilometres out the road by Longford. At this late stage, any project would be welcome, because I grew up in Ballylongford, and it's sad to see the way that the village life has gone, and business has closed down and everything. We are in dire straits out there. We need something out there. Not alone for Ballylongford, but for the immediate area around. Anything at all is welcome now.
So you'd be willing to accept any type of investment, just bring jobs into the area?
Of course. There's ways and means. If there's going to be a problem, problems can be solved too. There's ways of doing things. Less of the negativity, get the job done.
That, I have to say, was a lot more positive than I expected it to be from my memory. So people definitely warming to the idea. Where are we at politically with this?
Well, firstly, you can hear there in the Vox Pops, the strain of thought is much more on the now rather than any future impact. There were others then who said they'd mixed feelings and the area should be focusing on tourism for employment. In the government's legislative programme for the spring, there is a bill titled the Strategic Gas Emergency Reserve Amendment Bill. This is to amend Gas Networks Ireland functions and introduce the required regulatory framework to support strategic gas emergency reserve development. So make of that what you will. I asked the department for more clarity on this, but I was told that following the Energy Security in Ireland report, which looked at our resilience, we say if there was a doomsday scenario, Jonathan, and there was a major disruption to the existing gas imports, then in this context, a state-led strategic gas emergency reserve in the form of a floating storage and regasification unit was recommended. Now, since the new government has been formed, Kerry Minister Norma Foley says to protect Ireland's energy security means all initiatives will be examined up to and including an LNG facility, while Minister of State Michael Healy-Rae has recommitted his support for the project. But I also met with a local councillor in the Ballylongford area. So Fine Gael's Michael Foley ran his campaign on his support for the project. He says it was the reason he got elected and he wants to see action soon.
We're pushing the whole time for the Shannon Rice Strait to develop.
Speaking with people there now, just in nearby Listowel, they just want jobs. So is it a case that it wouldn't really matter what the industry was, that they're just willing to accept anything into the area?
Yes. Look, the land bank is out there for the last 60 years. Many promises from many governments that never have come to reality. It's about employment. Now we have a project that's realistic and we feel that the government is blocking that for us here in North Kerry.
And we're hearing from Kerry TDs, Kerry ministers, they're supporting the plan, but you want more certainty?
Yeah, in the last previous programme for government, the Shannon LNG probably was completely rejected. In this programme for government, it says that it'll do everything for our security supply, but it isn't clear on what they want. Like, we're getting mixed messaging, and then at the same time, the Taoiseach is coming out saying that he's for LNG. So the government has to do something. They have to come out and clarify once and for all what they're doing around our gas security.
And this won't only have a local or a regional impact. It's drawing national, international attention. What about the questions then, I suppose, the implications on environment? Look, there are people who are against it for no monetary purposes. So as the local representative, like, can you give any reassurances there? Can you relax or ease any concerns?
Like, you're here in North Kerry at the moment. I'm sure you passed out all the wind turbines that we have here. So in North Kerry, we are doing our bit for the environment. You have those that are against the LNG project, where they say about, they're continuing on about a frack gas terminal. But they have no issue with frack gas coming in from Moffat, our interconnector, our gas interconnector into the country. Like, and if that gas line gets damaged in any way, we have no other source of gas, so we need another gas facility.
So just because it's done somewhere else, does that make it right that we adopt it?
Well, the only way to ensure 100% that you don't have frack gas coming into the country is to have your own terminal. And you can source the gas then from wherever you want. That's the only guarantee you have that you don't have frack gas coming into the country.
Fine Gael Councillor Michael Foley there. Look, there are those against the project, including the Hulk.
Yes, Jonathan. Look, there's no denying there are, of course, groups from around the world paying attention to this. We had the Hulk, American actor Mark Ruffalo, voice his concerns about the project, and then he ended up hitting out at the Greens in the end, just as our own election was ramping up. Back in 2022, a group of activists travelled to the area to camp out in a protest, but there are some locals opposed to it too. They might not be as vocal as those who support the project, like we heard in the Vox Pop, but even as you drive up to the proposed site, there's a slogan on a farm building that says, "Farming, not fracking." I met with one man, and in his own words, he says he's furious about it all. Owen Harris is from Listowel and is with the Safety Before LNG Group, Future Generations Kerry and the Stop Shannon LNG campaign. He says people need to look beyond the promise of jobs.
This is not a local campaign. This is about pretty much about the extinction of our species. We're in an emergency right now and the politicians have been, you know, making up language, making up terminology like strategic gas reserve. This is a fracked gas import terminal. It is to get fracked gas from the United States. And we've banned fracking here in Ireland. So the only way they can do that is by pretending that this is something it's not. We're furious. If we do adaptation without mitigation, we are screwed pretty much.
Breakfast. Some ministers now are saying that, you know, we should do it here to secure our energy supply.
Our energy supply is secured. We are completely secure in gas supply in all other instances other than basically the two interconnectors being blown up at the same time, which is a completely false war narrative. If that happened, gas supply would be the least of our worries, you know.
How do you feel about the new government's position on this? Because we are hearing rumblings and support from local Kerry ministers.
Well, that's why we're in such an emergency, you know. Now the government are saying we need this strategic gas reserve, and it looks like they're trying to slip this in before they see Trump in Paddy's Day, so they can go over to Trump and say, ah, look, we're drill, baby, drill. And, you know, like, Trump now... The emperor has no clothes.
And what would you and your fellow campaigners be prepared to do now if this does progress now to the next stage?
Well, we hope it won't progress to the next stage. The young people of this country are not going to leave this happen. Democracy doesn't work for most people these days, but we can make it work, and we're prepared to do what it takes.
Owen Harris there from the Safety for LNG Group. Of course, the state's not going to do this. It's not going to be owned by Ireland Inc. It's going to be a company. And have you heard from those behind the company?
Unfortunately not, Jonathan. I did send in questions to New Fortress Energy, the company proposing the Shannon LNG project, just to find out future plans and how it sources its gas and to what extent. But as of going to air, I'm yet to get a response. At the end of last year, there were questions hovering over financial difficulties, but this seems to have been avoided. So look, currently it's a case of seeing what happens with this bill, which is down for the spring, and people will be eager to see what the department will bring forward as a recommendation to government in the coming weeks on what it says is the optimal approach to ensure and protect Ireland's energy security. So, Jonathan, we have heard from the local councillor, the local activist, but I also met with a resident who lives right by the land bank. Teresa Parkinson is the chairperson of the Kilcolgan Residents Association. Teresa says she supports the project because she feels, look, the Kerry side of the Shannon has nothing compared to the industry across the estuary in Clare and in Limerick.
North Kerry has lost so many of their young ones to going abroad because there is no work for them here. So therefore, there's no work. The shops have gone, the bank has gone, the post office has gone, you know, because we're getting a dwindling people. And obviously it impacts then on the national schools.
So would you say that the pros would outweigh the cons? Like, if you're looking out your kitchen window, it wouldn't bother you to have such a facility like that?
No, because it's right down on the shore. You've got two or three fields and it's down in a dip. So, no, that wouldn't bother me in the least.
There are people, we've heard, who are against it for environmental reasons. Living locally here, can you see some of their arguments? They have concerns about the possible implications.
No, I don't feel worried about it at all. I mean, I look out, if I go up my hill 50 yards, what I see is Money Point and Tarba Island. I won't see any of what's going to be built there.
But then, you see, in some jurisdictions, there's been a push for LNG not to go ahead or to try and source gas in different means. So is it the correct road to go down? Like,
yes, because we need gas for the interim before, you know, we get the hydrogen. So no, I'm not worried.
So what's your message now to the powers that be?
Please, please, we're in a new government now. Please just look at this and let's get it over the hill. We need this bill.
Teresa Parkinson from the Kilcolgan Residents Association ending that report on the future of LNG projects down in Kerry from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.